Friends, I found her.
Hello.
Hello, I found my people. How's it going, Mandy?
It's hot, Katie. Why did I move to Florida? I
What
hate
the
hot
hell?
weather.
It's hot here too. I mean, not
Ugh.
really. Not really.
It's like middle of summer when we were growing up, when you would get in your mom's station
Yep.
wagon and your butt would stick to the vinyl seats. It's that hot outside. It's really not like the temperature says it's 84, but like I got in my car. Granted, I hadn't driven my car in several days,
Yeah.
so it's been sitting there, but I mean, it was that hot in my car.
Yeah, it's yes. So it takes my, I don't know about you, but it takes my body a while to get used to the heat. So even at 80, 82, which it's been up here for a couple of days, I'm like, this is unbearable.
As they always say, it's not the heat, it's the humidity.
It's the humidity.
Hey,
But yeah, it's pretty bad.
yeah, what's going on with you? What's happening?
Well, last week when I was in Macon, one of the many things that I had to do was go see my doctor, Evelyn Bickley, who I love very much. And I had a laundry list this year of things to talk about because, I normally am like, I'm fine. And she's like,
Right.
okay, great. But this year it's like, cut this skin tag off.
Oh
I'm
boy.
having hot flashes.
Yeah.
I need to lose weight and I'm working out and eating better and nothing's happening. Basically, I'm old, is what I was told. And it's really hard to do that. She did take my skin tags off that I couldn't really reach, which was nice of her. She did not have to do that. But the most surprising thing of the whole shebang is that my estrogen levels are just fine. I am not in menopause. She said maybe the hot flashes are from spikes, but like it comes back down.
Did they do your blood work at her office?
Yes, they did.
Can we talk about how nice that is?
Yeah. Except I
Because,
have this really big bruise on my arm from where they took it, and
I
it's been a week.
mean,
It's been a week.
at least they did it there. Do you know
Yeah.
what?
Yeah.
I get orders and have to drive to Niceville
Stop it.
to have my blood work done, which means that I never got my blood work done last year.
Yeah.
And considering that I got my new orders for new blood work the day my mom called and told me I needed to come downstairs when I hadn't been in Nashville since
Right,
Christmas.
right, 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 right.
Needless to say, I have not had my blood work done this year yet either. Because I have to drive to Niceville. And do you know how long it takes me to get? Listen,
Too
I'm hot
long.
and ornery, y'all. I hate to break it to you. I just yelled at a woman
Well,
on the bike path because she stopped. And I'm like, I'm at a dead fucking stop in the middle of the road. Keep riding your bike.
obey the laws as they are written, and everyone will be fine.
Anyway, I'm ornery. But yeah, that it makes me crazy. That's so
Yeah.
nice that they do it in the
Look,
office.
so here's what I love about internal medicine. If you live anywhere around Macon and need a doctor, I don't know if anybody's taking new patients, but I love my doctor group. I went to high school. Well, she went to a different high school, but I was in school the same time Evelyn was. So I've known her forever and ever. My personal doctor, but everybody in there is great. They have a 3D mammogram machine in-house. I get my chest x-ray and my EKG done in-house, all the blood work done in-house. I go once and they do it all, and that's that. I'm done.
Stop it.
It's amazing.
That is amazing. That is
Yeah.
very nice.
They used to have to send me downstairs for the 3D mammogram because I've
You
got a
don't even
family.
have to go downstairs, Katie. Listen.
No, all right there. And you would have to make a separate appointment, whatever, because I've got family history and some other personal with my own tatas issues, and so they do a 3D every time.
Right.
But they've got one, so I just get squished and poked and electroded and all the things all at once.
I can't even tell you. Like, so I went for my physical that was in February.
Yeah.
I start, so, and then I have to schedule my own mammogram. I have to schedule my blood work, neither of which I have done. When I did attempt to schedule my mammogram, it kept pulling up that I was going to have to drive to Pensacola to get a mammogram. There's a freak, every other time I've had a mammogram, it's been a mile and a half from my house. I'm not driving to Pensacola.
No.
It is such a hassle. And by the way, I was supposed to have my pap smear, I think the day after my mom's surgery. So needless to say, I had to reschedule. Would you like to know when their next available appointment was? When I canceled my April appointment?
December.
August.
Oh, wow.
August.
Well, so the good news about having a hysterectomy is I don't have to do that anymore. It's the one thing. I've had enough, though. I had enough, or I front end loaded my pap smear time. I
Well,
used.
you know, I didn't have a hysterectomy, but I did have undiagnosed endometriosis. So I had a period of about, I think it was 3 months, and I had 10 pap smears and 4 transvaginal ultrasounds.
There we go.
How you doing?
Those are very, those are, if you've never had that, it's terrible.
Listen, when the woman handed me the wand, like the third one I had, she handed me the wand and was like, "Here you go." I was like, "I'm sorry. Excuse me."
It's terrible.
I won't make the crude joke. I would start
Well, I was about to
you're
say,
a
I was
preacher.
real tempted. I
Because
was
you're a preacher.
very, very tempted.
Y'all can imagine what I told her.
Because it looks like a giant apparatus.
Anyway.
Anyway, so anyway, I'm good. Everything's good. They
Good.
did have to refer me 2 places. I because I didn't want to, really, is what it came down to. Made up some excuses and said why I did not get a colonoscopy last year, but they have re scheduled. They're gonna resend that. Are you still there, Mandy? I'm gonna pause it. She froze. All right. We just had a thing, which we'll talk about in a second. I was admitting, Mandy, out loud that I did not get my colonoscopy last year. That's what I was admitting. So they had to resend that one, and they had to send a referral for a sleep study because you remember I quit breathing in my sleep. So
Yeah.
that's nice. So if you're around Macon, go to internal medicine.
I'm
There's
so
that.
impressed.
Yes. So, in the midst of all that, I wanted to admit it and get it off my chest. I did not get a colonoscopy last year when I should have. But in the middle of all that craziness, Mandy, what just happened?
So, listen, I live in 580 square feet. I have limited availability of where house things.
She says, so listen.
I'm sweating. Have my modem plugged in under my desk, which also under my desk also houses my printer. And I don't know, about once every 2 months, my modem comes unplugged. And every time it does, and I have to replug it in, I think, why do I plug my modem in here? Because when I tell y'all, I just had to do gymnastics and move furniture
Oh
to get the damn modem plugged in again. I'm
my
sweating.
God, I'm
I
dying.
can't even put my glasses back on because they're just gonna fall off my face.
The text chain that just happened as well was just on point and typical.
Katie froze. As she was contemplating her admission, so she appears to be in prayer.
I
And of
do.
course, I had to take a picture of that before I plugged the modem back in.
I'm sure it'll get posted as it should. As it should.
Lousy,
Lousy.
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 Anyway,
So,
sorry, continuing on.
continuing on. So, yesterday I had to get on a Candler. They wanted to record me for a video for the worship. Well, it's for new students coming in, and it's different people that participate in worship and their thoughts on things. Which, I mean, this is great, but because it's just Mandy and we don't put the recording out of our visual. But I hate being recorded. Like, I hate the way my voice sounds.
Oh, that's
I'm
normal. I say
so
that.
awkward with my hands.
I never look the way I think I look.
Says the preacher. I get that part, but I hate it. So I went in and I was coming home, traveling up 85, which that time of day was just a delight.
Delightful.
Not, but what I saw in person for the first time was the new Tesla Cybertruck.
Oh, I saw one this week too.
Oh my Lanta.
I'm gonna need you to seek some therapy If that's your particular car of choice.
What is that thing? It's like it reminded me of a DeLorean, but on steroids.
It's like a DeLorean Hummer.
It's a hard-edged
It's so ass
tubeless,
ugly.
and I just wanted to ask the guy that was driving it if he was okay or if he had insecurities about his man size. Like,
He needs therapy.
what is wrong with you for driving
Listen,
that thing?
had that thing come out in 1992,
Yeah.
Bill Caldwell would have had one.
Oh, well, there we go.
Because he once drove a red 3000 GT, and if you don't think my sister and I didn't refer to that car as the penis,
Yeah.
then you have not met us.
Yeah. It's even more, pictures don't do it justice. It's even more horrendous in person.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
It doesn't have windows. Like it does, it has, of course, a windshield, but it's almost the same color as the body of the car.
It's like a DeLorean tank.
It's terrible. Who would do that? And I haven't even looked at the price of the daggum things, but I'm
I
sure you
don't know.
could feed a small country with what they're paying for them.
And let me just be clear, when I say they need therapy, I'm not saying that. I mean, I need therapy. In
Oh,
fact,
wait, it,
I
yeah,
called
there's
a therapist and waiting for her to call me back.
no
I
shame
love
in that.
therapy. Yeah, I'm not dogging therapy. I
No,
just,
I'm
we
dog
should.
in the truck. Like,
Is
are you
that something
okay?
you feel the need to ride around in? I'm worried about you, friend.
I know, right? It's horrid.
Yeah, it's bad.
That was the first time I'd seen it in person. And my friend that still works at the Lizard, who's the dude on my former team that actually knows something about cars, I called him on the way. Like, I couldn't text him, obviously. So I called him and he was feeding his kid. He was like, it's a truck. I'm like, that's not a truck. What is that? He's like, it's a Tesla. I was like, ah, okay, that makes sense. The one that makes the giant phallic
Phallic
rockets.
rocket, yeah.
Made the giant,
DeLorean tank.
overcompensating truck.
DeLorean tank.
Terrible. If you haven't seen one in public yet, prepare yourself, gird your loins. It's terrible and it's shocking riding down the road.
Yeah. It ain't good.
No. So the other thing I had on my thing, and I know Mandy, we both probably won't talk about this. I'm watching right now. The South Kakalaka Arkansas game is now 6-4. South Carolina hit another home run in the bottom of
Dang.
the ninth. But
At the
it is
bottom of the ninth.
SEC, SEC
Wait,
baseball tournament
so is
time.
it over? If it was the bottom of the ninth and somebody
Well,
let
now it's the bottom of the ninth.
Oh, okay.
So Arkansas's on their
Arkansas is
last
home.
bat. They have one out. So, and two men on base. Nope. Well, we're about to score. Yep. So now it's 6-5. So, anyways, Birmingham, as y'all know, we've talked about it, which means the College World Series is right around the corner. It's what this means.
Yes, I shared a video of the Vanderbilt Whistler
I
on
saw
our
that.
Instagram
Yes.
page.
I
Just
love
this
that.
is the time of year when everybody remembers he exists.
Because he's going to be on TV very shortly, I'm sure. He's in Birmingham. Yeah. Yeah. But also, so the way the seasons work a little bit ahead of them in the process are the softball players in the College World Series. So they're already in their College World Series and they're at their super regionals. And those start Thursday. I have not been following as much. Y'all know I've got caught up in all kinds of school stuff and whatever toward the end. So I hadn't really been following much, but I know Texas is up there. Tennessee, unfortunately, your orange ladies are up there. Auburn is out of both the SEC and the softball College World Series tournaments. Duke is in the softball College World Series, I think, for the first time ever, maybe, or one of very few times. So I know there'll be some good stories coming out of those games. I am definitely going to start watching because it's one of those sports where when I follow it, I will, but I love the tournaments. And so it's always good sport and good stories. So I'm excited for those two things to start.
Well, good.
Yeah. Your boys play here in just a little bit.
Yes, they do.
And they play your favorite team.
Golly, they won yesterday. They beat Florida yesterday. And for the first time in I think it's 19 years, they are on the bubble of getting
They
into
are.
the tournament. So they really need to do well. I don't know that just beating Florida is going to be enough for them to get into the tournament. The tournament being the NCAA tournament,
Yeah,
not
the big
the
one.
NCAA tournament. But I will say, watching them yesterday, that dugout was as loose
Good.
and fun as I have ever seen a Vandy dugout.
That I watched the recap of it. They played some of the recap during the LSU game, which was the first game of the day, which was also a very good game. LSU played very well.
I heard they get two green salamis.
Yeah, they did great. It was a lot to a little. But they showed some of the highlights of the Vandy boys, and they looked so excited and looked great. So
They can
they may
be really
be.
good. It's just if they get down, they don't have any get back up.
Well, when I saw those highlights, I thought, oh, Mandy's predictions are, we need to peak at the right time. So maybe they're starting to peak a little, knock on wood for the Vandy boys. So that's great. Auburn lost to Alabama, which hurt my spirit big time,
Always.
like 12-5. So there's that.
Rolling.
How about you, Mandy? What do you have going on besides watching a lot of baseball?
I was gonna say, speaking of baseball, so the Braves are playing the Cubs in Chicago.
Okay.
So it's funny. Julie and I had talked about it when we were at the game in Atlanta. How weird it is because, most of the time if we're watching the Cubs, we're cheering for the Cubs.
Yeah.
But when they're playing Atlanta, we're not. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
But it was Dansby's first game off the IL, and he had a great game. So
Good.
that was good. But the Cubs beat the Braves in a walk-off in the 10th inning.
That's bad.
That was not so good. So yeah, that the Braves are just I don't, and this was after they stunk it up
They did.
over the weekend. They just
Padres.
yeah, Padres. But I still, I'm telling you what, I'm really okay with it. As long as I'm okay with things being different given how the postseason has gone the past 2 years. Because them winning in a runaway or even winning, 2 years ago, they were neck and neck with the Mets right up to the very end. But then they had like 3 or 4 days off before they played again. And they went cold in those 3 or 4 days off. Last year, I think they went ahead in the division in April and they were never behind again. And so they were not playing, important games at the end, and that didn't work either.
That
So I'm
didn't work.
happy for it to be something different.
Yeah, I like the whole they're gonna have to come from behind to get this thing done. Give them
Yeah.
something to fight for
But
almost.
they're going to have to do it.
Yeah, they're gonna have to actually do it.
I think Ronald Acuña needs the remember last year when Trey Turner was sucking it up so bad, and then the Phillies fans decided to give him a standing ovation and he took off.
Yeah.
I think they need to do that for Ronald Acuña.
We need somebody to do that for Ronald.
And
Good old Ronnie.
I think too that people, I mean, people talked about it, but I think they underestimated how much of an effect it was going to have on the team to lose Ron Washington
Yeah.
and Eric Young Sr. Wash is now the manager of the Angels, and he took EY with him. EY was the first base coach, and I've heard on a couple of different podcasts this week, actually, somebody was interviewing an Angels player, and they were talking about how many more stolen bases he has had this year, and he credited it all to EY. And Ronald got picked off 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
And so I really do think that's having a big effect. And so I'm hoping, it's all going to even out. Everybody's going to be fine. Riley's going to come back. We're going to be fine.
Well, who do we have coaching bases now?
The third base coach is Tui is what they call him. It's like Tua Pelosa or something.
Okay.
He was the manager of the Stripers, the Gwinnett
Okay.
Stripers, the AAA
Yep.
team. So he's managing third base, and I honestly can't even remember who the first base coach is. Can't remember where he came from. But yeah, And people have been, because Ronald got picked off three times in a row, and then the third time Ronald got picked off, Ozzie got picked off like in the same inning.
Yeah.
So you know, people are just
Yeah.
wondering if there's just something going on with the transition to the new coach. So
Yeah.
less than ideal. But other than that, I really haven't been doing a whole lot.
That's good though,
Yeah.
after your first part of the year.
Was much needed to
Yeah.
just chill, and you know, I've been working my butt off just trying to catch up with all of that. But I'm afraid I've made a mistake.
Uh-oh.
I can't even remember. I can't remember if we had started the podcast yet when I was on the HOA board.
Yes. Well, I have heard this. I don't think we've talked about it on here.
So I am the only one. My HOA is made up of my building and the building next door, and I am the only one that lives here full time. That has shifted in like the 11 years I've lived here. At different times, there
Yeah.
have been, you know, six or seven folks who live here full time in these two buildings. But right now, we're in a season where I'm the only one who lives here full time. So, yes, it would make sense for me to be on the HOA board.
Of
I
course.
cannot tolerate it. I can't do it.
Don't blame you.
I was on it for like 3 months, and then when I was up for re-election, I opted not to run for re-election.
Amen and amen.
Completely resigned, pissed everybody off. I don't care. But our CAM, our community association manager, who is a big reason why I didn't even want to be on the freaking board, because she is a ding dong. She sent me an email, and with a please and an exclamation point, asked me to please be on the new fining committee that they have established. Because we didn't even have the right to fine people for violating the covenants, which we found out last year when I asked the question, why are we not fining those yahoos for leaving this dumpster in the middle of the parking lot?
Yeah.
Because we can't. So we had to change our docs, and we have done so. The Yahoos, by the way, who were leaving their dumpster in the middle of the parking lot, is Alvin's Island.
Well, we know we love them, sarcastic eye roll.
They have purchased all of the retail space in Gulf Place where I live. And Lord have mercy, y'all. I can't even tell you. So anyway, we now have a fining committee, and I'm now a member of the fining committee.
Look.
And when I tell y'all that within 20 minutes of me agreeing to be on the fining committee, I had five emails and a text.
But here's what I think. I really think that you're the perfect person for that. Because, first of all, you're there all the time. Second, it ticks you off. And the only way you can really retaliate is on the fining committee. So find a way, my friend. Find a way.
This is true. I also am not. The thing about when you, as we all know, dealing with HOAs is sometimes you have crazy people on the HOA
Yes, you
and
do.
they are going to nitpick about every single thing. And I am not interested in doing that. And I don't need to see five emails about it.
No.
So it's just good. We'll see. I'll give it a shot and see how it goes. But I may just have to be like, I cannot with you people. And
Yeah.
here's the other thing. Here's what I have learned. Alvin's Island has enough money that it doesn't matter. It does
Oh, you
not
can find them enough. Yeah.
matter. Yeah, there's not enough fines in the world. They're just gonna, and the guy, their representative, admitted it at our annual meeting. And he's like, listen, we have the money and the manpower to do whatever it is. We just have to figure out the system. And I just thought, are you kidding me? You're gonna have a designated truck to drive here every day to pick up your pallets. Like, they just have more money than they know what to do with. So, anyway, we'll see. It'll be interesting.
I'm excited to watch you do it. I hope you'll do it all on Instagram Live is what I hope. I hope you will monitor, be like the hall monitor. I love that for you. I
Well,
think we should get you a reflective vest.
if you'll remember during COVID, I spent quite a lot of time documenting what was going on in the neighborhood
Yes.
on my Insta stories. And several people will still be like, oh my God, that was the best thing about COVID,
I'm here
was
for it.
watching, document what was going on around the condo. So we shall see. I would like to find everybody that slams a door ever.
I mean,
I'd be
about
rich.
people that
I'd
leave
have more money than Alvin's Island.
their floats in the stairwell.
Listen, get your lobster and shove it up your ass. I'm hot and sweaty. Slamming your door.
This is what I can't wait for.
Oh my God. People
Oh,
next door to me this week, they left. They were here like over the weekend. Maybe they had a long weekend. They smoked so much marijuana
wow.
that I could smell it inside my house.
There we
And
go.
like I would go out on the balcony and be like, somebody is smoking. No, they were inside. So finally one day when I went out there, they were out there smoking on the balcony. And I was like,
Yeah.
oh, that's where it's coming from. But it was like, that's a lot of marijuana.
I mean, I feel like you should embrace the contact high, ma'am.
I needed to, because also on a scale of 1 to the worst I have ever heard in door slammers, like they were at least like right up there.
Oh, wow.
It was a lot.
That's
And
saying a
like
lot.
6:30 in the morning, if I slept in pants, they would have gotten crazy hair Mandy coming out of the condo saying, is there any way possible you could manage to shut that door without slamming it one time?
One time,
At
just
least
once.
wait till quiet hours are over at
Yeah.
8 a.m.
Find them.
We'll
I
see about
love
that.
it.
We'll see
Can't
about that.
wait. Can't wait.
Good idea, Kate. It's a good idea.
Can't wait.
We'll
I'm gonna
talk to
get
you.
you some reflective tape.
Gladys Kravitz, that's me.
Done.
Talk to us about the Olympics.
So I found a great resource. Look, I did all kind of investigative journalisming this week because we're getting close, and the schedule for the actual Olympics is up and real easy to use, and you can look and see when, on what day everything airs and all that. But I found a website and I've linked it. It's NBC Olympics is a great resource, but it's got the schedule of the trials, which the swimming and diving, I'm looking at it now. The swimming and diving are kind of toward the bottom, but they start first.
Okay.
And those start on the 4th of June, which is right around the corner. So swimming starts on the 4th. And so that's good. But what they've got at the top, too, is each, and these are just the main ones. This is not like fencing and all the other things. This is just
Right.
swimming, gymnastics, and track and field. But what they've got at the top, and I think this will be helpful for our friends that don't follow very closely like we do, is a summary of who to be on the lookout for.
Yes, nice. I like
So,
it.
right, I like that very much. So it talks about swimming is the first one on here. It says Katie Ledecky's name, Caleb Dressel, Simone Manuel, Ryan Lochte. So all of like the main
Ryan
players.
Lochte still swimming?
Yep. Trying to make his fifth team at the age of 36. I know. Well, we can talk about that.
So we'll be talking about
We
that for
will
sure.
definitely be talking about that. But, of course, it lists our friend Simone Biles very, very first on the gymnastics little paragraph, but it tells all the other main characters. So when you hear us talking about them, you'll at least have seen the names. But if you're not as an Olympic nut job as we are, I thought this was a really good basic description of who you should be looking for. And then it also has the coverage by sport and where you can find it and what time.
I will especially recommend the gymnastics trials.
Yes.
They are always high drama as to who
Hydrama,
can make it.
hydrama, and those start June 24th with the men. So that's all on there. If you're not, I mean, if you love this podcast and you are not an Olympic fan, but you want to join the fun, then I
Hey, it's great.
suggest Either find somewhere else to go every week, because that's all this is going to be,
Let's just
or
say we might be going daily during the
yeah,
Olympics.
I hope so. I hope you're going to be so tired of us. But what it'll do is you can the NBC app is great. And then this website. So the NBC Olympic website has a ton of information. So that's where I found this. So I thought that would be helpful to share. Also happening this week was a very important gymnastics meet. Did you watch Simone's
Think clips. I have not.
floor routine?
Yeah, I saw clips of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
First of all, it's her. So this is where she debuted all of her Olympic routines. Well, hopefully Olympic routines. Who wouldn't take her? So we're just gonna put that out in the world. But her floor routine is to, of course, Taylor Swift. And the first pass that she does is, I don't know how to describe it. It's otherworldly. She stays in the air longer than any human I've ever seen in my life.
Is it as good as Dominique Dawes's routine that one year?
It is just as epic as that. I think Simone's skill level
Oh yeah, of course
is
it's
up there, but like as far as epic, absolutely.
high. Okay.
And she did a new to, I think it's new to competition vault
Yeah,
that
I
they've
saw
named
that.
after her.
They were showing her husband reacting.
Well,
Still mad.
we'll talk about him too, I'm sure. But like, she is not from this planet.
That.
I don't understand.
And remember that she was out of gymnastics
Yeah.
for a couple of years.
Yeah. I mean, it was wild. So, I'm so excited to see. And they pick, for our friends that don't necessarily do this every time, you will now, but when they do gymnastics, what I love about it and what Mandy, I think, was alluding to was how they choose these girls. So they do the Olympic, like, it's like a normal meet, but then they send them off to this holding room where cameras are not allowed. And the committee goes into another room and decides who's going to be where. And then it's like sorority rush or
I was just
try
about
not
to say,
cheerleading.
it's like if somebody was nationally broadcasting Rush.
Yes. And then they bring out the team one at a time at the end so the people in the audience can see who's on the team.
And so there's always like the obvious ones that are going, but
Yep.
then we take six.
It's the bubble. Well, this year I heard it may I need to do a little more research because I just heard briefly, I think it's 10 this year,
Oh, wow.
which is a lot more, but we've been doing so well in competition that we've got more slots.
Okay. Well,
And then
that's weird.
maybe with alternates. I don't know. I don't
I feel
know.
like six was what they used to take with alternates.
Yeah, I know, right? But I think we
Just so
can
that,
take a
yeah,
couple
so like
more.
that fifth and sixth position, because sometimes they'll take, a lot. You would think it'd be based on your overall score, but then sometimes they have girls who are really good in one event
Yep.
and have a chance to medal in that event, and
Yep.
so they pick her over somebody who had a higher all-around score.
Yep. Yeah, right.
So dramatic.
It's very dramatical, but and that's why I said I know I heard them say 10, but I'm not sure how that is working where before it's always been six or so. So we'll
They may have
see.
problems.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll have to do some investigative journalisming for that. But if you haven't watched Simone, she's in this beautiful pink leotard and she just flips all over the place. And it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. So she definitely does not have the twisties anymore because she's twisting all over the damn place.
Good for her.
I know. It's great. It's great. So those are my two Olympic moments and it's heating up. So we're going to have lots to share. So I'm real excited.
Moi aussi.
I know, right? All right. So it's my week to do food this week, and I have two things for us. The first is I went last week and filled my freezer. I had eaten my way through it to make room.
You told us about the meat runs.
I did have a meat run, but what did I tell you about the chicken salad?
No.
Okay. So the one thing I got this time that I don't normally get that I am now ticked off that I've never gotten before because it's so good is Tammy's chicken salad.
I wish I had some chicken salad right now.
It is so good.
What's in it?
It is a more peppery chicken salad, and it is not a chunky chicken salad. So they definitely put it in the food processor. It is delicious. So here's what I'm going to say about this and about life in general, because I do this at DeKalb Farmers Market too. I go in knowing what I want, and I don't look at anything else. And I should not do that. So get something different and new the next time you go to one of your places and try it because this is life-changing. It's so good.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So get some Tammy's chicken salad when you go. The other thing that I was gifted when I was down there was my friend Will. His mother makes peanut butter fudge, and he had made some, and he said, I saved a few pieces for you. And I was like, I don't make fudge. I don't make like divinity. I don't do anything that's real temperature worthy, you know, or requires it to be a certain humidity outside. I don't have time for all that. He's like, no, this is the easiest stuff you'll ever do in your life. I'm like, okay, we'll see. Y'all, it is so good and so easy and takes literally 1.5 minutes. So it's a can of white frosting,
Well, there you go.
a bag of peanut butter chips, and 2 tablespoons of peanut butter. And you put it in the microwave, and that's it.
That's hysterical. Who came up with that recipe?
It took me 1 minute to make it, 30 seconds.
Who came up with that recipe?
I know, right?
Do you ever think
Will?
about that? Do you ever think about, like,
Yeah.
who is the first person that grew a pea and decided that that could be shelled and
Right.
eaten? Who looked at a can of white frosting and
Yep.
thought, I'm gonna put some peanut butter in there and melt it up? I feel
Yep.
like my friend Dixie was always a big fan. We were roommates in college, and she would just get a jar of peanut butter and a Hershey bar,
Yep.
and she would just dip the Hershey bar in the peanut butter. I feel like it was that sort of situation
Yep.
that led to the creation
Had to
of
be.
fudge.
Had to be. So, yeah, so that's it. You just literally add those 3 ingredients to a microwave safe bowl and I did 30 seconds, stirred it 30 more seconds, and it was done. I did put it, so he gave me 2 tips, which he didn't tell me beforehand. I was like, Wilbur, thank you for that. I struggled. But it suction cups itself to the bottom of the 8 and a half or whatever, the square pan that I put it in. Because you just chill it. You pour the heated mixture into a Pyrex and you just put it in the refrigerator. But use parchment paper so you can lift it out easily and then just cut it with a big knife. It's easier to cut out of the pan than it was to cut in. So, yeah, you just keep it in the refrigerator. You can't like leave it out on the counter either. It needs to stay refrigerated. But y'all, it's the best stuff. I ration myself 1 piece per night. It is so good.
That's so funny. Well, good. That's fine.
Yeah. So there you go. That's my food.
I may have also shared another story to our Instagram today. Speaking of food,
Oh my God, I saw that. Oh.
our loyal listener Elizabeth sent it to me. I was like, girl,
Elizabeth.
we need to add this to meal train suggestions, don't we? It's hysterical. If y'all don't follow us on Instagram, go check it out. It's so
Go
funny.
check it
But it'll
out.
be gone by the time this airs. So maybe I'll add it to a highlight so y'all can see it.
There we go. It was so funny. I was like, oh yeah, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. By the way, South Kakalaka won. So
Look
they
at
ended
that.
up winning. I know, right?
That's
And
amazing.
you know, here's what I love. We haven't talked about this, and I meant to mention it when we were talking about it, but you kicked your modem. The facial hair. And the baseball hair is baseballing. So it's I'm just looking right now at a kid with a Chester the Molester stash, and it's amazing.
The Beanie Boys typically grow out their facial hair come tournament time, and I have not noticed that.
Not yet,
I
no.
swear, Brian Reynolds, who plays for the Pirates now, he never shaved his little pencil mustache from his junior year. And I'm like, BR, you got to get rid of that. It is awful.
When it's the pencil, it's got to go. Got to go.
Lousy. Lousy.
I know, right? So, Mandy, I'm loving some of these favorites. So tell us all about it.
I
I'm
think
not
you're
really sure about the last one, but let's see what we have here.
listen, just wait. You'll try it and then
I
you'll know why.
cannot wait.
The first thing I had, and there's been a lot of talk about commencement speeches
Yes.
lately, and I just didn't even bring it up last week because what is even the point?
Right.
But there was a commencement speech given at a Catholic school last week by our podcast fairy godmother, Kylie Kelsey.
Love her.
And listen, y'all, in the world where you can be a Butker or you can be a Kylie, be a Kylie.
See you, Kylie.
She was just, it was so perfect. It was typical Kylie, like self-deprecating,
Yeah.
but then also encouraging. It focused on the girls who were graduating. It was encouraging. It was these poor, these girls, I think this whole class, graduated from high school in the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
So for so many of them, this is their first commencement. But in addition, this was Kylie's alma mater where she was speaking. I can't remember the name of the school. I just should have written it down.
Yeah.
But they're closing. The school is like going away. And
Like
so,
Birmingham Southern.
right. Who, by the way, did you see they like were
Yes.
winning all their baseball games?
They are. They're the only team without a school in the NCAA tournament.
But yeah, so Kylie referenced the fact that, these girls have been through all that and just
Yeah.
encouraged them to be true to themselves. It was just, it's a great speech. So if you haven't seen any of those highlights,
I
I would
love that
encourage you
woman.
to go. I mean, she's so
We need
good.
her to do a podcast. Forget the boys. I
She
want her
hates
to do one. I
podcasts.
know, but I want to hear everything she has to say. I love her.
I know. She's so good.
She is.
The second thing I had is our old friend Pearson Farms, which we've talked
Love
about
it.
before. It's
Yep.
time to order your peaches. If you haven't ordered your peaches yet, it's time to order your peaches. I've got 2 weeks coming in July.
Love it.
But I also saw on their social media, which y'all should follow if you don't, because they'll run specials sometimes on their social media, which are great.
And finish, and then I want to ask you about something.
They are giving out free ice cream to anybody who comes in with an all A's report card.
Well, that would not be me this semester.
If I were you and I had all A's, I would totally take my report card in there and show it to them. It's
If I had
great.
made all A's, I would have.
Yes.
It was mainly B's.
Yeah. It's okay. These are good, Katie.
Yep.
So yeah, I would. If you're going to be in Middle Georgia, I would
Love
highly
it.
suggest that you take a detour off the interstate and head over to Pearson Farms and pick up a box of peaches
Yes.
and some free ice cream.
The good part about being part of my family and them being friends with the Pearsons is that on the 4th of July, I get my own set
Nice.
because Wilson goes and picks them.
Yep, that's
So there's
nice.
that. There we go.
Okay.
I did want to ask you, I think we should do this. I think we should try, maybe if we can ever figure out how to be in the same place, I think we should get their peach cobbler kit. Have you seen that?
No, but I'm sort of not on board with that. Why do we need a peach cobbler kit?
I know they have the filling, and I don't know what for the crust they give you.
That's for Yankees.
I wondered if it turned out well. That's what I'm thinking. Like we should taste test it.
You can do that.
Okay.
I'm going to like use my little peach cobbler recipe, which is a stick of butter, some peaches, a cup of self-rising flour, some milk. Like it's so
Yeah.
dead easy. You don't need a kit.
Yeah. I was just wondering about that. I was like, I bet Mandy's not gonna like it, but I wonder like if we should taste test it.
I'm like, no.
No.
Sorry, I didn't stay long at all.
This week is I think we're still in strawberry season, so I'm going up to Jaymore, which is North Georgia's version of Pearson, and get some strawberries. I hope on the way home. after the holiday, and so I might have a strawberry. I might try a strawberry cobbler.
I just remembered because Smitten Kitchen shared, or maybe somebody else shared it, but anyway, she has a recipe and it's an interesting cake. It's a strawberry cake. I made it last year when Elizabeth, the aforementioned Elizabeth,
Love
came
Elizabeth.
to the beach for her birthday. And it's really good. I can't remember. It's like a Brita cake or something. It's
Okay. I'll have to look that up.
it was good.
There's a restaurant in Atlanta that has strawberry cobbler, and it's one of my favorite things. It's like a meet and three place, and they have a strawberry cobbler on dessert. So I thought about making that. But if that's good, I might try that.
You know what I wish existed is for every seasonal food, fruit or vegetable that I like, I wish there existed a program like Pearson Farm has.
Yeah.
Because if you don't think I wouldn't pay $50 for a box of delicious tomatoes or fresh strawberries, I totally would. I need everybody to get on and figure out how to make that happen.
Surely we can find that for you,
Okay,
right?
do some journalisming on that.
Okay.
Corn,
Oh, right.
sizzling corn. Are you
Ooh.
kidding me?
I would pay an arm and a leg for that.
Absolutely.
Love some corn.
In the absence of that, I will share one of my other favorites this week. I heard about it on the Big Boo Cast. It's called True Fru, TRUFRU.
Yeah.
And they have different things. I purchased the chocolate covered peanut butter banana bites.
Yum.
They live in your freezer.
Where did you purchase them from?
I think I got these from Whole Foods.
Okay.
I think Sophie said she got hers at Target. I did order something from Walmart that I thought was true fruit, but it ended up being chocolate covered freeze dried,
Oh.
like strawberries. They were still good,
Okay.
but it wasn't. Especially now that I'm so damn hot, I kind of like the frozen aspect. But
I know, right?
they do have several different options. But it's just a nice little bite.
I love that.
So I would recommend
I
that.
need to make a Whole Foods run, so that might be added to my list.
There you go. I've not signed up for it because I wasn't going to be home, but I also saw something, and it may have been when I was in Nashville, so it may not apply here, but it looked like Whole Foods and Amazon were launching a new partnership where if you pay a monthly fee, you get unlimited delivery from Whole Foods. And so instead
Wow.
of having to pay the $10 delivery
Yeah.
fee every time you get something, so I'll keep my eye on that and let y'all know.
Yes.
Because you know what I'm not doing is driving to Destin
Yeah.
for the next 3 months.
No.
Ain't happening.
Don't do it.
Okay, and my final thing, which Katie was laughing at, but let me tell y'all, when I got home, this condo was covered up in sugar ants.
Oh yeah, tis the season.
When I left my sister's house, she had sugar ants all over the place. But I mean, I was covered up in sugar ants. So several years ago, I had made, and I mean, it's been several years ago,
Yeah.
I made a homemade ant bait. We
Okay.
shared the recipe, what you want to call it
From
that.
the rancher's homestead, Mandy is going full. Next thing you know, she's going to be canning shit.
Well, listen, we're not making peach cobbler from a kit either.
Well, there we go.
It's so easy, and you just like
Okay.
I put it in a mason jar. I keep it under my sink so I don't get it confused with like simple syrup or something.
Right.
And all you do is you mix it up. It's like borax. I can't remember what else in it. You could click on the link and see, but what you mix it all up, sugar, borax, water, that may be it. And then when the ants show up, you just dip a cotton ball and soak the cotton ball in the mixture and set it out where you see them.
Yep, it's sugar, water, and borax.
Okay. And also, I want to say, I mean, it wouldn't be great for a dog to eat the cotton ball, like
Nope.
anyway. But I think I remember when I was looking for it, I was trying to find something that like wouldn't be toxic to a dog.
Right, to a pup.
So, but yeah, they were crawling like in across my air conditioning unit and then up the wall and then down the wall and then over. So I just put like three or four out. And when
So
I tell
you
you,
leave the cotton ball out,
you leave the cotton ball out.
like in their line of sight.
Yep. And when I tell y'all, I woke up the next morning and I did not have a single sugar ant in my house.
Love
I
it.
mean, I did not have a single sugar ant in my house.
Love
So
it.
if you got sugar ant.
So I used to have that at the cottage because it was built kind of into a hill. So it was real damp all the time because it was basically like living in a three-sided basement. So that would have been nice to know. So thanks for sharing now.
Absolutely. Y'all
But
are
the
gonna.
other thing I used to get were those about twice a year, I would get those little fruit flies,
Yeah.
the little bitty gnats. And that is also very easy to cure in case you
Indeed.
need to know. You put white vinegar in a bowl with like two or three drops of dish detergent. And the little winged things are attracted to the smell of the ammonia or the whatever in the vinegar. And then they get the dish detergent on their wings and they can't fly.
And a lot of times you'll read and it'll say you have to put Saran wrap over it and then
No.
poke holes. You don't have to do that.
Don't do any of
That's
that.
an unnecessary step.
Yep, very easy. So I love this. I'm going to add that to my repertoire of killing little critters.
Listen, we live in the South.
I know, right? Sometimes they're big critters like cicadas, but
Gotta kill them.
yep. Well, Mandy, thank you. I know that you are ready to be done because we have 6 minutes and 20 seconds until
Whoop,
we whoop up on some orange. It's the
whoop.
wrong kind of orange, so I'm not mad about your shirt.
We had not beaten them, y'all. They had won 9 games before we salvaged the last game of our series. I mean, we just played them like 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Well, they're
So
in
here's hoping
white, though.
that will
Oh.
carry over.
Oh, talking about some stash game. Like these guys are, oh.
They're awful.
Well, I hope y'all kick the snot out of them.
Thank you. Thank you.
I will
What's
be
going on with
curious.
you? What's coming up? What are you doing this weekend?
Well, this weekend, of course, is Memorial Day weekend. And but you know what? You know what, Mandy?
Tell me,
Sunday is
baby.
still during Memorial Day weekend. So Katie has a sermon ready to go, already recorded. And it's Trinity Sunday. So gonna be celebrating the triune nature while quoting our friend Tyler Childers, by the way.
Nice.
I know, right? And then I'm going to a friend of
I'm
mine's lake
assuming it's not
house.
the, sorry to interrupt you. I'm
It is.
assuming it's not the line about the feathered Indians on
It
the
is.
inside of her
Ma'am, it is the one called about being the way of the triune God.
Sorry, I just want to be sure.
That's for
Had a stroke.
weddings. This is for Trinity Sunday.
Wanted to make sure you hadn't had a stroke or something.
No, well.
Because it talks about if I'd have known, what's it say? If I'd have known, I can't remember. I want to say it talks about if I'd have known she was religious, I wouldn't have
Yes,
showed up stoned.
that is not what I'm quoting,
Okay, just making sure.
ma'am. Saving that for the next wedding that I do.
You go.
You can take your hound. Can I take my hound to heaven? Is for the next funeral I do.
Course you can.
So, anyway, so I'm doing that, and then I'm going to a friend of mine's lake place up in North Georgia for a couple days. It will not be warm enough up there to get in the water. I will not be doing it. You will not see this girl in that water until at least the 4th of July because it's cold.
Yeah.
But it'll be nice to get out of town and just have a couple days for rest.
Well, good.
Yeah. And then I come back and then I go to Tifton.
It's a party city.
Look, South Georgia Conference of the United Methodist Church knows how to pick a place to party.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. So anyway, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm definitely, like I said, I'm going to stop by Jay Moore coming home from the lake and get some strawberries, and I'll make something that I'm sure I'll share. So
Good.
yeah.
Enjoy.
Thank you. How about you? What are you doing this holiday? Are you just finding people left and right for fun?
No, I am actually flying out in the morning to Philadelphia, and the nephew's final regatta Nationals is in Philly on Friday and Saturday.
I love that.
So he will be doing one race. And here's a stupid rule. For the National Regatta, you can only participate in one event. So the four kids that were on his quad that qualified for Nationals, one of them is a defending national champion in the singles.
Oh.
The other one is a defending national champion in a doubles boat
So
and
they can't
qualified.
do both.
And you know, he qualified in a lightweight doubles race. So in the lightweight, it's a whole lot less competitive than the non-lightweight. So they've got a great chance at winning. So obviously they're going to do that. So the four guys in Will's boat will be different than the four who rode. So he was actually sort of like, I don't even know if I want to go because that last race we did was so good and that was the
Yeah.
best group. And we're like, no, you're going to Nationals.
You're
So
going to Nationals. It's your last chance, buddy.
the good news is it won't be as high stress
Yeah.
because we know it's just sort of, you know, his
It's
last year off.
Nationals.
And it's given some of the younger kids a chance to have that. Because the first regatta I actually ever went to was Nationals in Philly when he was a freshman.
So now, I don't know what the age rules are, but like, are some of these kids we're going to see later in the summer at
Well, no, this is it. So as
for
far
the
as
Olympics?
for the Olympics. I don't know. I don't know if any of these kids will be in the Olympics or not. None of the ones that he's racing with.
Right.
I'll have to ask him about that. Yeah, I don't know.
I need you to do some investigative journalisming, ma'am.
I will do it.
So when we watch the rowing on the Olympics together, we will be able to say names that we recognize.
Listen, I'll know a whole lot more than I have in before.
Right.
Stroke seat, sculling, sweeping,
Love
quad
it.
versus four, who has a cox, who doesn't have a cox. I mean, it's
That
listen.
sounds fun.
So
Yay.
anyway, yeah, so doing that and then we'll get back, actually come back on Sunday and we'll actually work until I leave to head to Nashville for graduation the next weekend.
Crazy.
Yeah. So,
I
good
love it.
times.
Good times, good times. Well, safe travels to everyone that is doing the whole Memorial Day thing somewhere away from home. Safe travels to you, Mandy.
You too, Katie. Have a good weekend.
I will. I love driving up in the mountains, so it'll be fun. I'll do my switchbacks.
Well, good. All right, y'all. Everybody have a good week.
Have a good one, everyone. Go
Bye,
find your
y'all.
people.